Tuesday, October the 5th, 10 to 70 Shrei 5771. Day 3 before Shabbat Parasha Noach, Noah. Genesis 8.
Noah's deliverance.
Elohim remembered Noah, all the animals, and all the livestock that were with him in the ship, and Elohim made a wind to pass over the earth. The waters subsided. The deep's fountains and the sky's windows were also stopped, and the rain from the sky was restrained. The waters receded from the earth continually. After the end of 150 days, the waters decreased. The ship rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, on Ararat's mountains. The waters receded continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. It happened at the end of 40 days, that Noah opened the window of the ship which he had made, and he sent out a raven. It went back and forth, until the waters were dried up from the earth. He sent out a dove from him, to see if the waters were abated from the surface of the ground, but the dove found no place to rest her foot, and she returned to him into the ship, for the waters were on the surface of the whole earth. He put out his hand, and took her, and brought her to him into the ship. He stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent the dove out of the ship. The dove came back to him at evening, and, behold, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from the earth. He stayed yet another 7 days, and sent out the dove, and she didn't return to him anymore. It happened in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from the earth. Noah removed the covering of the ship, and looked. He saw that the surface of the ground was dried. In the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dry. Elohim spoke to Noah, saying, "Go out of the ship, you, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing that is with you of all flesh, including birds, livestock, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply in the earth." Noah went out, with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, and every bird, whatever moves on the earth, after their families, went out of the ship.
Elohim's covenant with creation.
Noah built an altar to Yahweh, and took of every clean animal, and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. Yahweh smelled a pleasant aroma. Yahweh said in his heart, "I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, because the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I ever again strike everything living, as I have done. While the earth remains, see time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Mark 4.
The parable of the sower.
Again he began to teach by the seaside. A great multitude was gathered to him, so that he entered into a boat in the sea, and sat down. All the multitude were in the land by the sea. He taught them many things in parables, and told them in his teaching, "Listen. Behold, the farmer went out to sow, and it happened, as he sowed, some seed fell by the road, and the birds came and devoured it. Others fell in the rocky ground, where it had little soil, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of soil. When the sun had risen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up, and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Others fell into the good ground, and yielded fruit, growing up and increasing. Some brought forth 30 times, some 60 times, and some 100 times as much." He said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear."
The purpose of parables.
When he was alone, those who were around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. He said to them, "To you is given the mystery of the kingdom of Elohim, but to those who are outside, all things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest perhaps they should turn again, and their sins should be forgiven them."
The parable of the sower explained.
He said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How will you understand all of the parables? The farmer sows the word. The ones by the road are the ones where the word is sown, and when they have heard, immediately Satan comes, and takes away the word which has been sown in them. These in the same way are those who are sown in the rocky places, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with joy. They have no root in themselves, but are short-lived. When oppression or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they stumble. Others are those who are sown among the thorns. These are those who have heard the word, and the cares of this age, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Those which were sown in the good ground are those who hear the word, and accept it, and bear fruit, some 30 times, some 60 times, and some 100 times.
Light under a basket.
He said to them, Is the lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Isn't it put in a stand? For there is nothing hidden, except that it should be made known, neither was anything made secret, but that it should come to light. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. He said to them, Take heed what you hear. With whatever measure you measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given to you who hear. For whoever has, to him will more be given, and he who doesn't have, even that which he has will be taken away from him.
The parable of the growing seed.
He said, The kingdom of Elohim is as if a man should cast seed in the earth, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow, he doesn't know how. For the earth bears fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the fruit is ripe, immediately he puts forth the sickle, because the harvest has come.
The parable of the mustard seed.
He said, How will we liken the kingdom of Elohim? Or with what parable will we illustrate it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, though it is less than all the seeds that are in the earth, yet when it is sown, grows up, and becomes greater than all the herbs, and puts out great branches, so that the birds of the sky can lodge under its shadow.
Isaiah's use of parables.
With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. Without a parable, he didn't speak to them, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything.
Wind and wave obey Yeshua.
On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, Let's go over to the other side. Leaving the multitude, they took him with them, even as he was, in the boat. Other small boats were also with him. A big windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so much that the boat was already filled. He himself was in the stern, asleep in the cushion, and they woke him up, and told him, Rabbi, don't you care that we are dying? He awoke, and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, Why are you so afraid? How is it that you have no faith? They were greatly afraid, and said to one another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? End of today's Torah and related scriptures. Praise Yah. HNV version, in the public domain.